Welcome to the King James Bible Seminary. My name is Myron Boffman, and I'll be your instructor today in the Word of the Lord. This is the poetry class, Old Testament poetry, and we're dealing with Psalm 3 today. Psalm 3. So if you'll be so kind as to turn to Psalm 3, we'll get started with today's lesson. And the title of today's lesson is Meditations on Psalms. The Bible verse for today is Psalm 3, verse 8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Okay, Psalm 3, I'll begin the lesson by reading the entire psalm. It's not that long. And then we'll get into the actual lesson. And for those who are doing the Hebrew, you're in the Hebrew class, after the lesson, I will read this psalm in Hebrew. And those who are not taking the class don't have to listen to it, because it will be Greek to them, okay? It'll be Hebrew to them, sorry. Okay, Psalm of David. The Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. That's what the top of the psalm reads. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I lay me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy and eternal word. If you remember, this psalm was written concerning the rebellion of King David's young adult son, Absalom, who attempted to take the kingdom away from his own father. This all took place after King David committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband killed on the battlefield. For that, see 2 Samuel chapter 11. Verses, 2 Samuel 11 through chapter 18. Chapters 11 through 18, 2 Samuel. Seemingly, the entire nation turned on King David for his sins. He was labeled a bloody man, which referred to the death of David's faithful soldier, Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. Early Christian commentators note that this was usually viewed as a mourning psalm, sung by David in the early morning upon awakening. The psalm can basically be divided into four sections, verses 1 and 2, verses 3 and 4, both which end in Selah. Selah seems to be an indication that the singer or reader of the psalm is to stop and meditate on what has been said. I don't think there is an exact definition for that word. Then the psalm continues with verses 5 and 6, ending in 7 and 8, with the final selah for all to contemplate what has been stated. The overall idea in the psalm is that we turn to God in times of need, especially when circumstances, as well as those around us, all have turned against us. God is faithful, even when we are not. David asks for help from God in the psalm, even though his problems were a result of his own horrible sins. We easily can see from this that, quote, your sins will find you out, end quote, stands as true as, quote, you reap what you sow, end quote. This is true, even if it is eventually true. David found himself in a world of trouble that just wouldn't go away. We know that justice will be served, if not here on earth, but in heaven, when that great day of reckoning takes place. David being surrounded by his enemies was a grim reminder that his sins surrounded him, and he just couldn't escape. The face of each accuser, the face of each in rebellion, was as if his sins were looking back at him. Now, let us look at the psalm a little more closely to see if we can learn from what this is all about. And we'll look at the first two verses, verses 1 and 2. Let me remind you what it says here. Let's reread it. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. First, David looks at the crowd against him, and how that crowd grows larger by the day. These people spell trouble for him. But who are these people? These are his most trusted advisors, at least they used to be, his royal court, his soldiers, and the general population of the nation. Worst of all, his own son is against him. Absalom. Absalom was the third son of David, king of Israel, with Maacah, spelled in English M-A-A-C-A-H, daughter of Talmai, capital T-A-L-M-A-I, king of Geshur. And we'll tell you what that is in a minute. Capital G-E-S-H-U-R. Absalom is described as the most handsome man in the kingdom. He had three sons and one daughter, Tamar, who is described later as a beautiful woman. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18, we see this statement that probably needs to be explained. Absalom stated, quote, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. Now that may mean that his sons died before this, or his three sons may have been born after this statement was made. Even though King David was guilty of adultery and murder, Absalom didn't have a clean slate either. He had had his half-brother Amnon slain earlier in what he considered a justifiable homicide. For that, see 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 7 through 39. After that crime occurred, Absalom ran away to his grandfather's house in Geshur, located northeast of the Jordan River, in what is called in modern-day terminology the Golan Heights. He stayed there 3 years, and in 3 years' time, King David recovered from the Amnon incident. He permitted Absalom to come back to Jerusalem to stay. However, once there, Absalom began politicking and set himself up as a self-appointed judge over the people, and he heard their problems rather sympathetically. He became very popular among the general population for his wit and wisdom, along with his striking good looks. He had what was described as beautiful, long, thick, flowing hair. 4 years after his return to Jerusalem, he began his revolt. That's how he thanks his father, I suppose. He gathered some of his father's best advisors, what I would consider generals, and soldiers to be on his side, a side which was presented as a righteous cause. But rebellion, especially in this case, was not righteous at all. And it actually ended in disaster for Absalom. His rebellion resulted in a battle, and it also resulted in his death at the Battle of Ephraim's Wood. Amazingly, his army, his followers, lost and were being scattered, and he was riding away. Amazingly, in his flight, his long, thick, flowing hair got caught as he passed under the lower limbs of an oak tree. And there he hung. His mule that he rode fled away, leaving him helplessly suspended in midair. Though King David instructed the soldiers not to harm Absalom, Joab, a high-ranking officer in the army, faithful to David, along with 10 other men, slew Absalom as he hung there on that tree. It is noted that Absalom had raised up a pillar as a monument humbly to himself in the Kidron Valley. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18. So that with the purpose that he would not be forgotten in history. After hearing of his son's death, David uttered some of the saddest words recorded in history. And just reading these words greatly saddens me. I am a father. I understand how this hit. David's words regarding the death of his son, he says, quote, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son." 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 3. This story behind the psalm gives us some lessons to think about. It warns us against false ambition, vainglory, and not honoring our parents. The vanity with which Absalom displayed his beautiful hair literally became a snare for him and a stumbling block to him. This teaches us that blessings become a curse if misused. Looking back at the psalm again, quote, "Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God," end quote. All these terrible troubles on all sides hurt David deeply to his very soul. He was written off and regarded that not even God could help him. Even his so-called friends abandoned him, and some talked about him in disgusting terms behind his back, some to his face. If anyone could be depressed in times like these, David could. However, that was not the case for King David. In confidence, we see the following couplet written. Quote, "Be thou, O Lord, art a shield, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." Here we see the deepest emotions coming out in David's expressions. "I cried unto the Lord with my voice." So it wasn't just a silent prayer that would do in this case, but he audibly cried from his inner soul to God for help. Let it be realized here that, as in David's case, we don't deserve God's help. Our sins are blood red like scarlet and stink to high heaven. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Then we see in our verse the words, quote, "But thou, O Lord." Here's what makes the difference. Contrary to how horrible we may be, and no matter how horrible our situation, remember that the Lord hears even our faintest cry in the heart and even in the darkest situations. He is contrary to all our sin. He is the exact opposite. The exact opposite is the exact cure. His holiness is the cure for our sin. "When I was down, it was he, and is he, that lifts me back up out of that deep, dark pit that I dug for myself and can't get out of." Next, after realizing God, who he is, and what glorious things he does through his grace and mercy, we can be assured and comforted, like David says, "I laid me down and slept. I waked, for the Lord sustained me." Yes, we can trust God's keeping power over us. Thus, 10,000 people coming against us becomes not a worrisome thing behind God's shield that is around us. Judges may rule against us. Doctors may give up on me. Friends may forsake us. Family may leave me. But God is the God of salvation. He is faithful. And then I say here, he is faithful even when we are not. In Christ, it can be said, quote, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Psalm 91, verses 9 through 13. That in particular applies to Christ. But we are in Christ. So we are included in these verses. Psalm 91, verses 9 through 13. God is the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless. Father to the fatherless. When things are looking badly for you, turn to God and strongly cling to Him. He is God and does all things for our salvation. In life and in death, God is not just our hope, but He is our only hope. We are to trust the Lord to shut the mouths of the enemy. As David says here, break out their teeth to speak such never again. He will turn their smart, mocking remarks and slanted, dark comments to foolishness. He will shut the mouths of the accuser. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord means salvation from beginning to end belongs entirely to God. And no part of it belongs to the merit of any one of us. He is the Lord of salvation. Selah, as we mentioned before, is a musical term that basically means to pause for various reasons, to contemplate or meditate on that which has been said or sung, which we should all do in regard to what this psalm says. Let's close with a word of prayer. This is a beautiful psalm. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee thanking Thee for Thy wonderful Word. We thank Thee for Thy wonderful Savior. We thank Thee so much for Thy love, Thy tender, loving care and mercy upon us, that which we did not deserve, and yet You watch over us and hear us and care for our needs and our strength, our help, our fortress, and our troubles. We thank Thee that You hear, You're there for us. Pray now that You'll be with each one of us, so that You'll strengthen us for the tasks ahead. May we not be ashamed at all, ever, of Thee. And may we go forth as a mighty army for Thee, and not retreat from spreading the gospel. Pray now that You'll be with each one of the requests on our hearts and on our prayer lists. Help us, Lord, to uphold these people in our prayers. Help us to uphold one another in our word and in our deeds. We ask now that You'll be with each hearer of this lesson, the students, your disciples, your loved ones, that you bless each one. Help us, Lord, to love one another as thou hast loved us. Pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who gave himself for us. Amen. Well, those of you who are not involved in the Hebrew class may go ahead and leave, and we appreciate your attendance quietly. And those few of you who are in the Hebrew class, I'm going to just take this opportunity, since we're on Psalm 3, to go over the psalm in Hebrew the best I can. You have to excuse the accent. I'm sure it's not. But reading Hebrew in a southern accent, just have to bear with me. Psalm 3. Some of you have your Hebrew sheets. Anyways, if you don't, or you have your Hebrew Bible, or your Hebrew Psalmster, you can listen to this recording, go over it. Maybe it'll help you. Pardon my mistakes. I'm not perfect. There's always better out there. Some of my Jewish friends probably have a heart attack listening to this. bear with me, okay? Well, let's get started. Got your sheets out? Okay. Mizmor la David. Bavakal mi penei av shalom benau. Adonai ma rabo zer ai rabim kamim. Eli rabim omrim linof shi en. Yosho ata lo velohim sela va'a ta Adonai. Majin ba'adi kavodi. Omarim rashi koli el Adonai. Ekra. Ve'a nen'i. Me'er. Mehar. Kudcho Sela. Ani Shahavti. Vishanha. Heki Voli Ki Adonai. Yashama Kenny. Lo Ira Miri Vavat. Am Asur. Saviv Shatu Alai Kuma Adonai. Hushi Eni Elohai Ki. He Kita Et Kal Oyuvai. Oyuvai. Excuse me. Leiki Shine Ra Shaim Shu Balta Ladonai Hai Yu Shua Al Amika Berkateka Berkateka Selah. Psalm 3. Hopefully I didn't butcher too bad. Yeah, bless y'all. Thank you for coming. And go with God and do his work for him, not for me.